Laura Lichtman is here with a video pick of the week. And it's something about an everyday object?
An everyday item. The video pick of the week this week is about... Oh, that was really bad. I tried to do a sound effect. Oh, live radio. Sorry. That was a very weak...
You need a fresh bottle.
I did shake it up before I came in. All right, anyway. Sorry, forget it. Let's reverse. It's about bubbles.
Well, want me to
There you go. We don't need this bottle of seltzer. Defective bottle of seltzer. Okay. So the video pick this week is about bubbles being used for something that really surprised me. I'll never look at seltzer the same way. This guy, Manu Prakash at Stanford, says that you can use bubbles to make a computer.
A computer out of bubbles.
A computer of bubbles.
Bubbles computing.
Bubbles can do computations.
Wow.
I learned. This is like a real make your hair hurt kind of subject for me anyway. It took a lot of deep thinking to wrap my head around it. But here's how Manu walked me through it. So hopefully we can explain it. He says that the basic concept is this. To do any kind of computation, and Richard and Feynman has talked about this, and he explained this to me too, that you need a physical something to represent computation. So chalk on a chalkboard.
Fingers.
Yeah,
digits.
Fingers. That's the one I generally use. And in computers, it's usually electrons running through wires, right? So if you could take an analog to that and say bubbles going through tubes could be used the same way that electrons are used for computations in computers.
Right.
And the critical point here is that bubbles interact with each other through the environment. You need this to make, so it's not just bubbles going down a tube, but if two bubbles are near each other, their behavior changes. In other words, one bubble goes through a tube and they're all going to go down the right path, let's say.
They're making a decision.
They make a decision when another bubble is present. They go down the other path. And with that, you can make these and, or, and not gates.
Computer logic. The bubbles make that decision.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Talking about bubbles on Science Friday from NPR. And your video, which you made, shows the actual computer with the tiny little bubbles running through these little pipes.
These little circuits. Yeah, these tiny little tubes.
And so, because we live in the world of binary of ones and zeros, if you have a bubble, that's a one.
Correct.
If you don't have a bubble,
that is a zero. So you can make these sort of basic building blocks of computers is what this researcher showed. And he actually has videos of these adorable little bubbles going through lots of different tubes, a ring oscillator, if that means anything to you. You can see bubbles doing that and gates and stuff like that. So you can actually watch them going through.
On our video pick of the week up there on our website, the bubble computer, it's fascinating. To watch the bubbles go through these little tubes. And they're all spaced out quite evenly in the tubes. And they go through little mazes and touch each other and push each other around.
And you might be thinking, you know, bubbles obviously are a lot slower than electrons.
A little bit.
So you're not going to be doing like your iPhone, yelping from your bubble computer. And they're really big compared to electrons. But they have this added advantage that electrons don't have. They're like little teeny tiny test tubes. They can carry things with them. So the thing that excites Manu Prakash about this work is that you could actually have them physically transport things while they're doing a computation. So create as you compute. It's like a two-for-one deal.
Wow. Well, that's kind of interesting. And not only is the concept terrific, but the video, our pick of the week, is beautifully shot with the bubbles. I mean, you have some great photos of you look at the bubbles on the, was it a, it is a whiskey shot glass that you have there or something?
It's a little glass.
And the bubbles, because you're using it so close up, watch them jump around.
I love listening to, but
I was so distracted by just the bubbles jumping around on the glass.
It is really beautiful. I looking at bubbles through a macro lens, I felt like I could have done this for hours. They like stick to the glass and they move very quickly when they explode. So it is fun to watch. It was fun to shoot.
And maybe we should do more of these tiny little macros.
Yeah, if you have suggestions for tiny things you'd like to see, we were talking about maybe how the eye responds to when you turn the light on and off. Or
right.
You were saying there's something in your house that you wanted to
see. I want to water my orchids. I watch the water. Actually, a big bubble, a drop will be on the roots, and I can watch it shrink over real Ooh. Time as the root sucks in the water, you know?
Well, that sounds like yeah. one for next week.
And so maybe you were talking about maybe cream and coffee swirling. There's a certain pattern that takes.
Yeah, yeah. I think actually there is research on that. I'll have to look into that. But yeah, I think the macro lens, I never get bored with that kind of stuff.
And it bubbles in beer. We've done stories on Guinness actually creates, and the Guinness stout creates a whole actually convection current of bubbles going up and down.
Yeah, those bubbles go down.
Yes.
Yeah.
Richard Zare, is it? I think he was on our show years ago talking about, he actually studied this and made films out of it. So.
This is sort of what I love. And also for this video this week, Manu Prakash said that he got this idea to make this bubble computer when he was in the subway. So he's sitting in the subway and he's looking at the subway map. And you'll see if you look at the video, it looks very similar to the circuits he made. And he thought, you know, hey, he's studying fluids. He was at MIT. And he thought, I wonder if you could do this. So, you know, inspiration is everywhere.
And as they say in Great Britain, it's the tube, right?
Which is it's the tube,
right? It's the tube, which is what he made with his bubble.
Yeah,
the
absolutely.
Tube. Thank you, Flora.
Thanks, Sarah.
Our video pick of the week up there on our website, Bubbles. It's really cute. If you just want to watch the bubbles for nothing else, it's just a great watch. On our website at sciencefriday.com. Our program senior producer is Annette Heiss. Charles Berquist is our director. Flora Lichtman is our multimedia editor. Our producers are Christopher Taliata, Lamisha Serene Onanda, and Leshu Bayak. Sam Flato is our production assistant. Renal Rouse is our technical director spinning the dials here in New York. If you missed any part of our program or others, go to iTunes and subscribe to our podcast. We all have a new also have a new iPod, an iPhone app up there. Science Friday's got a new one, so you can update it and get a new copy, and it will download the videos and take you right into our social community and go right to iTunes. We haven't forgot about you on Android. We've got one for you there also. Also, you can tweet us all week long. We're working on that all week, and go to our Facebook page, and we'll talk about those pictures are still up there. The gorgeous pictures of winter are still up there. The contest is just about to be over, so stand by for the results of the contest. I'm Ira Flato in New York.